At 10 o'clock, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm John Spratt. It's sunny and 4 degrees outside our East York studios. Here's what's making news this morning. Our top story, the Harper government's child and maternal health plan for the G8 summit won't include abortion. MPP Jim Abbott saying in the House Monday that Canada's contribution is focused on family planning, which they don't see abortion as part of. Already there is strong opposition from many on the issue. A 10-year-old boy has been located after police issued an Amber Alert. The boy was found in Newmarket early this morning. His father, 41-year-old Robert Whalen, is in police custody. He took off with the boy on Saturday in Sudbury after an argument with the boy's mother. Whalen is charged with criminal harassment, mischief, and dangerous driving, and was recently diagnosed with depression. It hasn't been a great week for Toronto. First, a report comes out saying that the city ranks dead last in Canada in organ donation. Today comes a report that we're less active than other Canadians. The report saying that 57% of Torontonians live inactive lifestyles compared with the national average of 50%. And the problem is especially bad with immigrants. 64% live inactive lives. People's busy work schedules, amongst other factors, is being named as a cause of the numbers. And a little bit of car news for you. GM announcing this morning that it will invest $890 million in plant upgrades across North America, including the plant in my beloved university town, St. Catharines. And the city's health officials want to cut down on idling within Toronto. The city's Board of Health proposing the maximum idling time in TO to be cut to 60 seconds, down from the 3 minutes that it is now. Turning to sports, it was a good night for the hitters as the Jays fell to the Red Sox last night at the Rogers Centre, 13-12. Lyle Overbay and Jose Bautista had home runs for the Jays, who've now lost 7 of their last 10 games. Both starting pitchers lasted just 3 2/3 innings in this one. The Jays and Bo Sox are back at it tonight at Rogers Centre. In hockey news, the Canadiens have forced a Game 7 in their first-round series against the mighty Washington Capitals with a 4-1 win last night in Montreal. Yaroslav Halak made 53 saves in the win. And a couple teams moving on in the playoffs, the Bruins eliminated the Buffalo Sabres in Boston last night. David Krejci with 2 goals and a helper for Boston in that one. And Chicago will take on Vancouver in round 2 of the playoffs after they disposed of the Nashville Predators, winning the game last night 5-3 in the series 4-2. And in entertainment, Bret Michaels of the rock band Poison is said to be in bad shape in Texas. Michaels, who is currently appearing on The Celebrity Apprentice, was at home recovering from an appendix removal when he began to complain of serious headaches. Doctors have discovered bleeding at the base of his brainstem. Michaels is in intensive care, and his TV boss, Donald Trump, says he is in, quote, big, big trouble, and the prognosis is not great. Canadian novelist Todd Babiak visited Toronto to tell his fans a story of how he became a man. Babiak launched his latest novel, Toby, a Man, at East York's Doa Kiev pub. About 25 fans gathered to hear him recount the plot. The novel is about Toby, a Montreal etiquette commentator. Toby undergoes a series of tragedies and loses his girlfriend, his apartment, and his job. Toby transitions from being nothing to becoming a man. Babiak says Toby becomes a man when he adopts a little boy and takes care of his dying father. Babiak says his book encourages readers to put the needs of others before their own. And finally today, leave it to Bieber to create some trouble. 8 fans were hospitalized in Australia yesterday as a stampede broke out before a Justin Bieber show. The concert was canceled as a result. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm John Spratt. Have yourself a great morning.